Pete. I told Jim about this. Someone's been fucking with Eddie's phone. Just a couple days ago, she called me. She went to call me, right? I'm hitting touch tone. There's a dial tone. It doesn't respond to the touch tone. It just sits there. Right?
Yeah.
She gets real scared. She hangs up. She calls me again and goes, ask me about it. I say, oh, it's probably nothing. And then she hangs up with me after I'm done. I hang up the phone. She says she puts the phone down, picks it back up to make another call. And like she hears the sound. She hears like this real low laughter.
She's tripping out, man.
I swear to God, I've talked to her over and over. She got really mad at me. She's not the kind of person to imagine this or make it up for no reason.
Well.
And she hears this laughter, and then she's like, click, click, click. First hangs up. And then a couple times I've been talking to her, and we hear like this click, and her voice gets a little soft, like someone's listening on extension, you know? And she says this has been happening a lot in the last few weeks, and she'll run back into her mom's room to tell her to get off the phone, right? And there's no phone in her mom's room. They took it out. There was no extension in the house.
Yeah, well, you know.
And this is all happening right at the same time. And I'm getting these phone calls. And click, click, click. They just hang it right up on you. Jim admitted that he is the one who called me right then. He called me to see if I was on the phone, and I wasn't.
Right.
At the time.
Right.
So you were full of shit about that.
Fuck you. I said that's what Jim did.
No, you did not.
I absolutely did, too.
Called and it was busy, and he called right back.
No, I said he called and it was busy, and then he called back, and that he got through.
No, you said he called you were making it sound like just when he called me.
The first time he did, your line was busy, and aha. And then the second time he dialed, while the mailbox was still in use, he got through. He didn't say that he hung up to me, though. He just said he got through to him. I talked to him at midnight. I called him and woke his ass up. I thought he was bullshitting me because he filled my mailbox up telling me that his mailbox was full. And I thought that his mailbox had been overtaken. Now, what the fuck? He didn't sound sincere enough. He didn't sound angry enough. Man, is he jacking me off or what? And I listened to his...
Mr. Chemist got some program for his Amiga that can do that.
Mr. Chemist?
No, he doesn't. I know one person who I know can use this computer to hack. These systems are hard to hack. You need that's what you call a smart modem. You know what that is?
No, of course
that's
not.
A very expensive modem that can listen to the phone line and recognize like the difference between a busy signal and a ring and speech and stuff, right? More than that, you need some kind of digital system that can recognize the difference between certain kinds of patterns of sound, between like, I'm sorry, that is an improper passcode, please try again, and hello. As for your homosexual bullshit about painters and artists and whatnot, you know, I don't agree. But you know, you can make fun all you want. You know, whatever. It's true. You know, artists, whether they're painters or actors or writers or musicians, or whatever, are or tend to be more sensitive than normal or average men or people. Doesn't necessarily make them homosexual. But nonetheless, one of these days, you know, I think it's bad karma is what hits back on you for today's losses and all that shit. Bad karma, man. You've been playing a game that ain't true to yourself, man. Not this is homosexual shit. It's just, you know, you think about it, you'll see that you deserve what you got. And we all deserve what we get, whether it be good or bad. So anyways, that's all I can say right now.
This person brought in a string of Christmas tree lights, and the lights were different colors, and they would flash and blink on and off randomly. The whole thing was just blinking on and off. But the person didn't lay them out in any organized order. He just had them clumped over his arm. It was this big cluster of this string of lights. And we in the audience looked at it for a while, and not much happened. It was just random firing. And then he turned on some music. And first he put on a piece by Beethoven. And within a very short period of time, within a minute, the music had this magical effect. It organized the lights, and they started forming a pattern. In fact, they were in complete concordance with the music. They formed the pattern of blinking that was in the same tempo as the music and went with the nuances of the music. It was sort of amazing. But then he switched off that music, and he put on a piece by John Coltrane. a piece of modern jazz, my favorite. And within another short period of time, in less than a minute, the lights became reorganized again and started going to the tempo of the new music and showing the nuances of the new music. Isn't that amazing how sound can actually reorganize light? Actually, it didn't happen, as you could realize. It wasn't that anything changed in the lights. It was inside. It was in our minds. And what happened for me happened for everybody else there, too. We reorganized our thinking because when we saw this jumbled mess, this random pattern, I would argue we don't like that. We don't like confusion as humans. And even when we're not trying to, even when we're unconscious of it, we tend to organize our world. And that's what we did. Our minds did it automatically, looking for patterns, constantly looking for patterns. So that's handy. Since we have that tendency anyway, it makes sense that we're going to develop theories. Now, I want to give you a test at this point. You're thinking, oh, darn, I didn't want to have a test on the first day of class. But here it is.
Sometimes I can see right through myself.
There is no you, there is only me. There is no you.
doesn't really matter anymore.
Does it always no, trying to see an exception?
Supposed to be, and I can see things I know I really shouldn't say.
That's what, and I know that he still does. take care of him. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Congratulate Governor Brown, as Herb Klein has already indicated, for his victory. He has, I think, the greatest honor and the greatest responsibility of any governor in the United States. And as he has this honor and this responsibility, I think that he will now have as well as the people of California. I wish him well. I wish him well, not only from a personal standpoint, there were never on my part any personal considerations. I believe Governor Brown has a heart, even though he believes I do not. I believe he is a good American, even though he feels I am not. And therefore, I wish him well, because he is the governor of the first state. You gentlemen did the report, and I am proud that I did that. I am proud also that I...
Thank you. I want you to know that I'd be more than willing, and if anybody else is watching overseas, and I'm sure they are, I'll be glad to meet Abu Nidal on equal terms anywhere in the world. Okay? There's an even deal for him. But I am not willing to have my wife and my four children meet Abu Nidal or his organization on his terms. And I want you to know what was going through my mind. I was about to leave for Tehran. I had already been told by Director Casey that I should be prepared to take my own life. I had already been told that the government of the United States, on an earlier proposal for a trip, might even disavow the fact that I had gone on the trip on an earlier proposal. And we can come back to that at some time if you like. And so having asked for some type of U.S. government protection for my wife and children, and having been denied that, and perhaps for fully legitimate reasons, and if there is a law that prevents the protection of American government employees and their families from people like Abu Nidal, then gentlemen, please fix it, because this kid won't be around much longer, as I'm sure you know.
Prosperity of the country is usually on the prosperity of everybody. I know what lies ahead. You have to find the brain.
The policies of the present administration have most indiscriminately promoted all these options and cannot fail to commend themselves to the farmers' approval. It is difficult to see how, with his intelligent appreciation of the French business prosperity involved in democratic success at school, he can do otherwise than give his full and hearty support to the continuation of the policies of the present administration under Republican auspices.
Why did they hit me at 7:20 in the morning, man? It's an odd time to
but
be here.
Anyways, the only person who I know for sure that can do that is Dave 5010 and Lance and Steve, because Steve lives with Dave. I'm sorry, Doug. Doug's the only guy who I know for sure could do it, because he has done it for Evie in the past. And he's got this real fancy system that'll do it. I'm sitting on an IBM.
Well, it's got to be somebody. And they've got to pay for it.
Hell, it's aimless anger. It could be too many people it could be.
Well, I guess we just have to hang tight.
Doug, Steve, Lance, or Dave 5010. Same people I went through on the list of who would be fucking with Andy's line. Doug, Steve.
Whoever did it, it'll eventually come out.
Dude has been really evil. Talk to Evie about when you can't, but anyhow, she's told me a lot of stuff. The guy's really bad. These dudes are fucking psychotic dudes. These are I feel like my life is in danger because there's all these guys who have these psychotic things about Evie and shit, right? You can understand, you get some weird psychotic bastard, right? And then you have a pretty girl, and like, ooh.
So why?
Don't talk to her for 2 months and they call her out of the blue and say they love her. They're depressed. Their girlfriend left them. They love her. They've always loved her. They need to speak to her.
I don't know. It sounds all a little bit too melodramatic for me to follow, Bill.
Oh, I know. It's very melodramatic, but these people are like that. I swear to God.
Well, then you can just pull out.
Of what?
Just pull out of that scene, man.
Well, I'm not in it. I'm just...
Who is?
No one. It's like we were in it, and it's like this hangover. You're not allowed just to leave. These people keep bothering you.
Well,
so, yeah, that's it. That's him. That's his voice, and that's him. I swear to God, Lance can do this deep, hideous voice. On one of those tapes somewhere, if you listen to him, you'll hear somewhere a tape of Lance doing a deep, hideous voice.
Well, now how do we handle it? If we suspect it's him, now how do we handle it?
I have his home phone number. I got it from...
He's probably got three-way, right?
This is a really weird thing. This guy, Doug, who runs the 379, I was on one time, like, at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and I just started talking to him. He put me on a private line. I talked for, like, 2 hours and told me, this is when he told me all this shit that I know about. And I told him how hideous Lance was being and stuff. He was being real cool, man. He gave me Lance's home phone number and said he could get me his address and all this stuff. Then, what the fuck is that?
I'm becoming less defined as days go by, fading away. I'm losing focus, kind of drifting into the abstract in terms of how I see myself.
Well, I don't know if this works or not. I hit the 2 button, so I don't know if I'm inside or not. We'll find out, or you'll find out, huh? I noticed that there's not a real serious side to you. I mean, it's just completely nonsensical type of line that you run here, and even the messages that you leave in my box and other people's boxes are always nonsensical. You know, just a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of shit, man. Just continuously playing this fucking part that you're playing, whether it be the homosexual or just the drippy fantasy dude, you know? I mean, I don't know. Why can't you just be yourself, Scott? I don't understand. Scott. I also noticed that you've called 3406, as he referred to as a person who's pretending to be homosexual calling in line. I knew that can only be one, the infamous Mr. Chemist Faggot of Northern California. I think he's down there in L.A. I don't know. Can't seem to get a location from him because I think he's all paranoid because he hacked into that box and thinks we're all a bunch of feds conspiring against him. I don't know. Anyways, I was going to leave you some recipes, but I left your recipes in the past, and you never responded about them, so I figured, fuck it, and maybe you can get one from Mo Pineapple. I just sent them a couple of recipes. Maybe they'll transfer the message over to you. And other than that, all I can say is I'm just making my rounds, calling the boxes, seeing what's up, seeing what's going on, and I think you better leave Sonya alone, okay?
I'm becoming less defined as days go by, fading away. I just need you up to hurt myself. I just need you up to hurt myself. I just need you up to hurt myself.
There is no fucking you!
Does it sound like a human? Or a voice? Or a sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it. I can't make out what it was.
So.
It's what?
Oh my god. This is scary.
You're just a pussy.
Steve.
It's just a dirty line, that's all.
It's incredible. This is like a movie.
No, it's not
it's
even.
It's like a movie about... No, listen. That's exactly the thing Eddie gets on her line.
Well, then it's just freaky, that's all.
Well, it's a thing she started getting on her line when someone started playing with it.
Well, it's okay. They
and
can
they're
listen.
Saying the same little thing.
That's fine. Nothing to trip on.
Who is it?
Nobody, man. It's your fucking brain. Sometimes I think you're schizophrenic or psychotic, Bill. I really
Wait,
do.
Wait, why are you taking this out of me? Did you hear that weird voice going wah, wah, wah?
No, I didn't hear it very loud. I just heard a little muffled sound. That was all
okay,
I heard.
Well, it was very loud here, my friend. Okay, will you please believe me? Will you please believe me? Now?
I guess so.
Fuck. You heard that, right?
Who said they have to use the phone?
You did hear that.
Who said they have to use the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
did hear...
I heard a muffle, yes. Are you going to call me back?
I guess.
That's okay. Trip on it. Let your dad talk.
I'll call you back when he's done.
Okay, bye.
Hey, check it out. Steve, pick up the phone, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out.
What?
When I first called you, right, and picked up the phone,
yeah.
I was sitting here, like we are right now, and I heard this real quick, and I assumed it was you plugging the answer machine or something, you know? It's exactly the same little click that's been happening on Eddie's line. You understand?
What does this mean, Bill?
Will you please stop harassing and bring down what I say and trying to be Mr. Doubter, Ray Taliaferro, fuck you? Will you listen to me?
Yes.
There was this little like, I mean, it's just a little poof, and your voice got a little bit fainter, and I didn't even think of it, you know? Didn't even think of it. And then, right before I hung up, when I had to go, there was this sound. You understand me?
Yeah, I do.
And you could not hear it loud, but I could hear it very loud.
I wouldn't call the police on this kind of thing, because the FBI will get involved with a bunch of shit.
Oh, I understand, but please listen, okay? Now, Since we've ever had this phone in the 10 years we've lived here, I have never picked up, that's called RF. I know people who have.
What is RF?
RF is where you pick up like strong radio transmission, short wave.
What does RF stand for?
Radio frequency. You pick up short wave interference or ham radio or CB, right? Eddie never started getting it until a couple weeks ago. We assumed it was something going by the freeway. At the same time, she started getting the click and stuff exactly like me. But what happened, though, if someone hooked up a certain kind of tap, it can act sort of as a weak antenna and pick up shit like that and broadcast in the line when someone turns it on. It's a really strange coincidence that there was a little click, just like with Evie all the time, and seconds later, there was talking. It was the same little phrase over and over. You couldn't hear it. It repeated itself about 4 times. Right? And I was going to tape it, and I was too stupid to tape it because you were sitting there going, no, man, fuck it, stop it. Acting like an idiot, driving me nuts, acting like you couldn't hear what I was hearing.
I taped it.
You did?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
No.
You didn't tape it because there was no beeping on.
It doesn't beep.
Well, it was before.
Was what before?
You were taping me playing that thing backwards. I heard beeping.
That was at the very, very beginning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it back, please. Please.
No.
I beg you.
No.
So you didn't tape it?
No.
But it was saying, the scary part is, it was saying something about me. It was saying,
oh, God.
I swear to God, the first word was Bill. It was saying it over.
Why don't you just go out and lay out on the fucking lawn naked?
Listen to me. Did you hear it?
No.
Listen to the tape. I insist. I demand and insist my right to hear that tape. If you truly taped it, I demand to hear it. I'll tape it back off of your phone. I have the recorder ready. I want a recording of that, please.
It wasn't loud enough.
You don't know. You didn't check the tape.
It wasn't loud enough for me to hear it. I barely heard it.
See if it came louder on the phone line.
You just want to hear that muffled sound, right? That
yes.
Okay, hang on. Shut up. Hang on.
Bill is Bob. Like last night and the night before,
the, you know, this little tiny side yard fence we have here beside my window?
Yes.
Right outside?
Yeah.
The last couple of nights, something big, like some big ass cat or something, has been going over it. And the dogs were all barking and shit, my trees were rustling and shit. So I just did. And I just figured it was some big fucking cat or something, right? Could it be a person?
I think the ninjas are after you, Bill.
Terrifying.
The ninjas are after Bill.
You're making fun of the whole thing. You're just like the movie, the guy makes fun of it.
Right.
Laughing, and all of a sudden he wakes up in like a big spirit. Yeah. That would be appropriate because you'll be...
That would not be appropriate, thank you.
It would be inappropriate for you to get, the, get it up the ass because you don't believe and you're laughing at it, making fun of your friends who are sincerely worried and have sincere reasons to be worried.
Why? What did you do? What did you do, you shit ass? What did you do? You're an innocent motherfucker, huh?
I'm not innocent.
There's no such thing as innocent. There's ignorance, but there's no such thing as ignorance. That's a famous thing I heard a couple weeks ago. There's no such thing as innocent.
I'm gonna go right now and check, okay? I'll call you back. Bye.
Bye.
And now, it's time for another meeting with the Director of Depressive Premonitions for the No Use Media Deadnet, Krusty Breadbox, and his year-end thoughts anew.
Good hello. This is Krusty Breadbox with another thoughts anew. You know, in last week's show, Mr. Edge, in one of his many personas, Lud Tufkin or something like that, who happens to sound just like Mr. Edge, of course, asked the non-musical and very unfunny question, is this funny? Well, I'm overmodulating. The real question this reviewer is set to ask is, why exactly is Ronald Redball allowed on Over the Edge anymore? This depraved, stumbling, ill-prepared, socially retarded, and tardy, squawk-box-losing, half-assed nitwit, his septum almost burned away from years of snorting crank, and his voice harsh from years of cannabis abuse, and his mind dulled from his favorite pastime of injecting crystalline porta-potty matter from fish concerts directly into his eye, is amazingly still allowed on the show. Why? But is this funny? I would propose that the x-ray of Ronald's colon, which was taken when he had diverticulitis from years of T-bone steak abuse, was far, far funnier than this. This tittering, middle-aged, microphone-farting tweaker twit, his face no doubt bloated and pasty from years of self-abuse, should call himself Ronald Slimeball and slink back under the same rock he's been hiding out from under the past couple of years. Now, this is kind of funny. Somehow, this drug-addled idiot has got it into his mind that he writes for The Chappelle Show, one of the main shows, I'm led to believe, on cable's Comedy Central channel. At one point in last week's show, apparently hallucinating, he imagined himself hanging out with Chappelle in his, quote, hood, unquote. At the risk of popping Ronald's bubble and having his pathetic life held together by a thin veil of lies and exaggerations that it is, I just have to say, in his dreams. He was probably trying to hawk Chap in the Hood to them, a sketch he himself didn't come up with, I understand, only developed, and he probably got the typical brush-off form letter from them saying, we'll get back to you, and the rest of his moving-on-up fantasy life is just sort of, is some sort of delusional, delirious crank dream snorted straight off the back of his hand. And it should be noted that even if he does go down to L.A., he'll end up ruining it by showing up late every day or blowing all of his money on crank and pot and wind up one of the legions of homeless Hollywood wannabes, scrounging through dumpsters for peach pits and forced to support himself by filleting syphilitic winos behind abandoned Kmarts in order to buy boxes of stale macaroni and cheese. Now, hey, come to think of it, that would be funny. I'm overmodulating again. Now, I don't want to be negative. I will admit that Ronald is kind of funny about 10% of the time. More like 7%. But the other 93% is not funny. And he stares at you with these glassy, half-baked eyes swinging back and forth from toe to toe, grinning like a mischievous 9-year-old holding his Turkish twist-tie cigarette like a girl and watching your every expression, and if you don't laugh at each and every one of his unfunny, quote, jokes, unquote, for too long, he'll fly into a sputtering Jewish-Armenian puff-adder rage and throw out all sorts of filthy profanities at you until you're forced to rip off his shirt. Honest to God, I've never really heard such filth on last week's show, ever. All from his badly recorded multi-sound level tapes, which have no doubt been lying moldering amid sticky Pepsi cans and sticky underwear underneath his bed for the past year. F-words and S-words and MFs and suck-my-C-words. Good God! And then these guys have a masterfully done George Bush edit in the middle of it, which that lady said was the funniest thing on the show, an edit that Ronald didn't even do. So fine, F. Don and F. Lud Nuffgrin or whatever his name was, and F. Ronald and F. your show. It's not fun, it's not funny. Zasu Pitts, a sanitary napkin, and... Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong page. Let's see. Now then, as I was saying, not funny. Now, why can't you do something really funny and avant-garde and surreal, like explode at the end of a scathing review? Just have the viewer explode in a crimson wave of this.
You have been listening to Krusty Breadbox, director of Depressive Premonitions for the No Use Media Deadnet. This has been another year-end Thoughts Anew.
Wednesday, 4:31 a.m. from
the Weatherman.
Ha ha!
Steve, you're so dumb. I mean, yeah, well, you know, I don't understand, man. You like Mr. Chemist, and you're telling me what a swell guy he was. Now, he's really nice and brisk and everything, and you're going to go up to the synergy thing, as then you mention that a lot, and he's like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Look, that's okay, it doesn't matter. But if the Weatherman goes and meets Damien and says he's a nice guy, and then you say, well, he's getting the tacos about all these rude, rude, evil, sexist, racist, scummy things, that's okay, because Steve's always right. Can't you see how hypocritical that is? How double standard that is? You know, why is Mr. Kenneth okay? I just simply said I met the guy, and the impression he formed on me that he was a nice, straight guy, not evil, not weird or anything. I don't know about anything he's done to other people. I'm telling you how he was to me, okay? And if you want to go on your double entendre and your rude bullshit and your innuendo, you know, fuck you, okay? I don't have to deal with it. Now, I'm going to call you a fag because you've talked to Mr. Chemist. That means that he's been fucking you up the ass with this large, long penis, right? The one he's always talking about. At least I don't mention the word penis in every message I make.
End of message. Monday, 11:29 p.m.
I just heard that really great message that you left this morning at Weatherman's Bar.
Look who's calling the kettle black when we're talking about psychiatric help. And as for drugs, no, I don't do drugs, thank you. Everything I take is legally prescribed for me, thank you. Psychiatric help, yeah, let's talk about a person who has two split personalities here. You never can tell from one day to another if you're going to be penis boy or if you're going to be straight acting Mr. Chemist. And then when everybody does meet you at a summit meeting, quote unquote, you turn around, you act like a real straight person, but yet you have this inner personality within you. Yeah, you are strange. You're very strange. Like I said before, if I need to get quote-unquote psychiatric help, I can get it free. My mother-in-law is a psychoanalyst, and my wife is studying to be a psychotherapist. So, yeah, you ought to invest into it. You know, it's tax-deductible. Yeah, it's tax-deductible. Well, tax-deductible, whatever. Yeah, you ought to investigate into it. So, anyway, I got to get going. Until next time, hasta.
End of message.
Listen, you perverted, no good, dumb face, rotten son of a bitch. I have your fucking number, and I'm going to have you fucking arrested for fucking perversion and no good, dog, swine type. You have me really hot. You have this dog, swine type perversion towards young children, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to have you in the federal prison. You are going to be arrested. I have your phone number, and I have your tape recording, and you are going to turn around and end up serving time for perversion and filthiness and dirtiness, and I am not going to put up with it. And so don't think that you can get all these young kids to call you and listen to your goddamn profanity and your ignorance and that this, you're going to get away with it. I'm not going to let you get away with it. I also have a recording of this conversation before I called you. You're recording, and you better not be up here to connect your phone number. You better move it out of the fucking state because you're a sicko, and these zeros should be put away. So go ahead and do it. You've got me angry, and you've got me.
Yes, guys, you got to have faith that my box is still going to be staying up, whether you like it or not. So, I got to get going. Until next time, you know how it goes. Hasta.
This is Ronald Redball, and you've reached the Edge of Trash Media Input Line. Enjoy the greeting, and then leave your audio donations.
3, 2, 1.
Get real, you fat alcoholic pig.
Take off. I'm just ignoring this and going to start my loop.
It's go right ahead, Ronald.
End of message.
So, you think you're going to clever a stench folk with your silly knee-bent running about and dancing behavior? I wave my private pass at your aunties, you cheesy lover sucking and electric donkey bottom blatter. You want that address? No chance, English bedwit. Fuck. Fuck you.
Okay, Hauser.
And evidently, you can either hit them with the book, or you can shoot them there just about to be...
You have no messages in your mailbox.
Fuck.
Bye.
Don't fuck with me.
I love them.
You can't stand them.
I love them.
You want nothing to do with them. You acknowledge them.
I love them.
Which is another point I'll get into in a second.
What are you talking about? I love black people.
But you invite them over so you can share with them, even though you don't like them.
But no, I'm Ronald Redball.
Hee. How quaint.
Close your microwave. Close your microwave.
Oh, no, please, no.
The 3300 part of ABR is down.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Would you think that they would care? It's actually a great thing that's happened.
All you fucking boxes are gone.
That's too much.
That's fucking rubbish.
No one here, my boy.
Number 9. You may start your message now.
Drugs are very bad for you, and I think that if you stop and think about drugs for a minute, you'll find that trace it all the way back. It's coming from the government somewhere, and they're putting these drugs in the street to help keep you stupid so they can keep you under control. Remember, the business of government is the business of keeping people under control. It's the business of controlling the workforce so that the people who own lots and lots of stuff can keep what they own and you won't give them a bad time. So every time you get wasted and you go grooving out someplace, just remember, somebody in an office someplace is rubbing his hands together and saying what a wonderful thing it is that you're so tore up that you'll never be able to think your way out of the stuff that they lay on you. Well, the first thing that you ought to do is stop using drugs and start paying attention to what's really going on. And stop believing what everybody tells you in the newspapers and on television and read between the lines. And get it through your head that the best thing that you can be, if you want to stay alert as an American today, is be cynical. Cynicism is a positive value. And the more cynical you are, the better off you're going to be. Decided to choose cheese as a way of life, and we always seem to opt for the cheesiest of whatever is available because we now believe thoroughly whatever the accountants tell us, and all of our decisions that relate to the quality of our lives are based on the bottom line, and that's the big mistake. And it's those plastic people that you're thinking about are the ones that have bought that idea and lived by it. And if you can just remember that you're going to have a better life with more beautiful things in it for you, if you realize that the best things that you can consume are not necessarily the things that you have to buy.
You hear that, man? That's pretty.